If you're looking for a good investment to close out the year, you might not have to look any further than the Lego set under the Christmas tree.
That's right. Researchers from the Higher School of Economics in Moscow found that select unopened Lego sets on the secondary market saw an average annual return of 11%. That is more than the kind of return you would see when selling gold or even the shares of some large companies. Victoria Dobrinskaya worked on the study.
Started actually with a hobby of my son.
The researcher also says that 11% is just the average market return.
So in some years, Lego delivered higher returns than in other years. So the 11% is the average over time. So there are some Lego sets which generated returns of 700%. Others generated negative returns.
700%. There are lots of reasons some Lego sets become valuable. Special edition releases like the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars or limited production runs, to name a couple.
And budget-minded fans of the colorful bricks need not worry. They can create their own potentially valuable set through the 2008 fan collaborative project called Lego Ideas. People submit ideas for production, and if their design is chosen, they get 1% of the royalties.
I can't think of any other companies who have this kind of collaboration with their fan base where a fan can, for a small moment in time, pretend to be a Lego designer.
That's Australian Brent Waller. He designed and submitted a Ghostbusters Lego set in 2014. His most recent creation is inspired by another pop culture favorite, the NBC sitcom Seinfeld.
I saw that Friends, the TV show, had a similar set made through the same process, and in similar Seinfeld fashion, I thought it was outrageous that Seinfeld wasn't represented in the same way. So I thought I'd take it upon myself to try and build my version of the Seinfeld apartment to present to Lego Ideas, potentially become a real set.
Waller's 30th anniversary Seinfeld Lego tribute required more than 5,000 hours of watching the show. And it took a weekend to recreate Jerry's apartment layout, and then a few extra days after that to get the features of each character just right.
I basically had one screen watching reruns of Seinfeld, and another I had images of like the floor plan of Jerry's apartment that people had pieced together online over the years.
Researcher Dobrinskaya and superfan Waller both caution that high returns on Lego sets aren't guaranteed.